tobacco a recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
And now, according to that digital clock on the wall here at WMFO in Medford, it is exactly 11 o'clock here at WMFO, and where most of you are if you're in the Eastern Time Zone of the USA, which means it is time for Bubbles in the Think Tank. According to that very same digital clock, it is 11:03 Eastern Standard Time, Eastern Daylight Time, and you're in tune with your freeform radio station. This is WMFO in Medford, and this is not Belinda, but we will be bringing you two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable. Not one, but two. You can count them 1, 2. So much silliness you could shake your stick at, and we've been double-dong-damning you since 1990, or at least some of us have. I've come a little late to this, but I am here now, and I've been here for a number of years and enjoying the whole scenario of the bubbles in the think tank. The bubbles in the think tank group. And those of you out there who join us on the Facebook page, it's lovely to have you. I last did the show when Belinda first went down. Poor dear Belinda. She'll still be down for another few weeks, but we of the posse have been coming in, rotating DJs to fill her shoes, and those are large shoes to fill. And when I first stepped in, I was the first one to step in on this emergency set of fill-ins back about a month ago, Memorial Day weekend, and I did a whole set on shoes, as a matter of fact, at that time. But we didn't have the stream up or the archives or any of that, so I was only broadcasting to the limited range of people within the radio range of WMFO, which is scant. I did, in fact, record that program and get it up on Mixcloud, and a number of you did check that out. But, of course, many of you who live beyond the listening range, who are out there on the Facebook chat group, were not able to join in live on that particular show, and we missed that, because part of the fun of doing the show is the interaction with you, the posse out there on the Facebook fan chat group, and it's lovely to have you here. And I see Chairman Joe Silver is here, and Bill Hughes, and of course M. Freddie Stockwell, and all the regulars are out there on the chat book, the Facebook chat group, and it's lovely to have you all. So hello to you all, and hello to you listeners who use your radio and just happen to be stumbling into this and have no idea what's going on. Well, it is two silly hours of radio programming, and I, as Nut Belinda, will be your guide and host through this evening. And of course, around the midnight hour, we will have the radio obituaries, where we say farewell to those who've passed in recent days and weeks, and in this case, even months, because the obituaries have been building up as the regular host has not been here, but we'll take a good stab at that tonight and whittle it down. But a couple of the obituaries are already months old, and that's unusual for the program. We usually like to stay on top of deaths within the past week or weeks, but sometimes we slip and fall into months, especially when some people slip and fall and can't get up. But we're here now. I'm here now. And, you know, as I was planning and figuring out what to do with this show and how to entertain you all out there, I started working on the idea of the fact that we just had the summer solstice and we had that really hot day way back on Monday and into Tuesday. It seems so long ago now with the weather we've had these past couple of days. But I was working on the summer theme for tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. It almost seems inappropriate right now. But it is what we're going to start with, because it is what I worked on, and I am here to entertain you. So we're going to pretend like it's summer, because it is summer. So fatawak. We'll go with a summer theme for at least a little while. But it'll be silly summer theme, because that's what we do here. We're into silliness here at WMFO in Medford.
mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators, and the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh mother father, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest father, darling mother, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mata fada, kindly disregard this letter.
Time in each year that we always hold dear, good old summer time, with the birds and the trees and sweet scented breezes. Good old summer time, when your day's work is over, then you are in clover and life is one beautiful rhyme. No trouble annoying, each one is enjoying the good old summer time.
In the good old
play hooky from school, good old summer time. You'd play Ring a Rosie with Jim, Kate and Josie, good old summer time. Those days full of pleasure we now fondly treasure, when we never thought it a crime to go stealing cherries with face brown as berries, good old summer time. In the good old summer time, in the good old summer time, strolling through the shady lane with your baby mine. You hold her hand and she holds yours, and that's a very good sign that she's your tootsie wootsie in the good old summer time,
in the good old summer time.
sur Holler. About working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
"No days, son, you gotta work late."
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mama papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. You wanna use the car to go riding next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use the car cause you didn't work a lick.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Cubed. We're summarized right now, so leave your summary here and we'll call you soon.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today.
Stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water,
what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. And itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the water she wanted to stay.
From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water,
guess there isn't any more.
Like a man.
Diplotoids doing a summer's place on kazoos, because summer's just beginning and it's another summer, as we heard from Steve Durr, a folk musician from up Anchorage way. He's actually halfway between Anchorage and Fairbanks. It was a small town that we were in 2 years ago, and stumbled upon him playing at a festival, a local musician of that area, and we picked up his CD. And we shared it with you here on Bubbles in the Think Tank. I am not Belinda, but we're still trying to do the silliness here for you in her stead. And we're on a bit of a summer theme right now. And we do have some favorites here at Bubbles Land. David Greenberg, I know, was a favorite, and he was a bass player in a band called Men in Volts back in the 1980s. And they have a cool summer tune for your delight here on WMFL in Medford.
New York City in the sweet summertime, you can go for miles. Feet slapping concrete down neon aisles. Lay down in the middle of a wide, wide street, you can feel it crackle. So much electricity, acid apple. Well, that's why we say, everybody I think should move to New York, forget all the rest, except maybe Vermont. Everybody I think should move to New York, forget all the rest, forget all the rest. New York City is a real proposition. You can get what you're after. Cold, cold, double deal followed by crazy laughter. Lay down in the middle of a wide, wide street. You can feel it crackle. So much electricity, acid apple. Everybody I think should move to New York, forget all the rest, except maybe Vermont. Everybody I think should move to New York, forget all the rest, forget all the rest.
All right, Jeff, let's go rent a truck. Summertime, you can go for miles. Feet slapping concrete down neon aisles. Lay yourself down in the middle of a wide, wide street. You can feel it crackle. So much electricity, acid apple. Well, that's why we say everybody out there should move to New York, forget all the rest, except maybe Vermont. Everybody I think should move to New York, forget all the rest, forget all the rest.
Things have gotten really bad, it's a bummer, but baby, I promise. grants you this, we'll start to mend our woes on the 6th of November and repeal what's amiss. We don't have to say goodbye to our country. We'll do more than reminisce. We'll implement our plan for the 6th of November to repeal what's amiss. A Congress that's not purchased, our voices will be everywhere. We will extract ourselves from the clutches of billionaires, though our country's wandered far since last summer. We'll step away from the abyss, so let us make a pledge to meet in November to repeal what's amiss. Yes, it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer. Let this thought fill the emptiness. We'll turn this thing around on the 6th of November. When we reveal what's amiss, when we reveal what's amiss,
yes, as Belinda pointed out, I'm taking my own prerogative because I'm not Belinda, and it is my steed to occasionally get political, but as long as we're being silly about it, I mean, that works, because even Belinda sometimes gets political, but she's always going to be silly about it, and being silly and political is okay, and because these are political times, so we need to be aware of what's going on, but still be tongue-in-cheek about it, because we can't let the insanity get to us and get us down. We must always rise above and repeal what's amiss. It's taken from Sealed with a Kiss, Going for the Summer, so it sort of sticks with the summer theme that we've been going there, but as long as I did get a little on the political side, let's stick with one more. We'll hit you with one more of a recent thing, but it's also staying with the amusement as well. And this is from a TV show, The Late Late Show, and here on WMFO in Medford. That's where we are. We're in Medford.
Donald J. Trump?
What?
Open up, Mr. President. It's me, Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
What do you want, man?
I just want to talk.
No collusion.
I never said anything about collusion.
You're the puppet.
I just want to ask you some questions about Russia's influence on the 2016 election.
Well, you know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say it wasn't me.
All right.
Special counsel got you sweating like crazy, tweeting that it's a witch hunt. Open up, got some questions about Russia, evidence you should confront. I'm just trying to learn the truth and figure out how much you knew. All this time, my investigation never took its eyes off you.
This damn Russian code's gonna bite me in a bummer. I never should have fired James Comey last summer. Pundits call me dumb, one and they be look dumber. I blame Hillary, boy, I really outdone her. To be a true dealer, know the art of the deal. If Mueller's pressing charges, then I'm going to appeal. Delete my work email before they reveal. I paid on Stormy Daniels, so she spanked me till I squeal.
Manafort committed tax fraud.
It wasn't me.
Had shady business dealings abroad.
It wasn't me.
So many staffers who could be bold.
It wasn't me.
How'd you think you wouldn't be caught?
It wasn't me.
I wanna know who conspired.
It wasn't me.
With Russian bots who were hired.
It wasn't me.
Theresa May have transpired.
It wasn't me.
I think your pants are on fire. Special counsel got you sweating like crazy, tweeting that it's a witch hunt. Have a seat, got some questions about Russia, evidence.
Donald J. Trump?
What?
Open up, Mr. President. It's me, Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
What do you want, man?
I just want to talk.
Yeah, Mike warned me about these CDs just starting over and going into repeat. That is annoying.
Well, you know what I'm gonna say?
And it, he just went back to the beginning of the song all by itself. Pain in the butt.
Open up, got some questions about Russia, evidence you should confront. I'm just trying to learn the truth and figure out how much you knew. All this time, my investigation never took its eyes off you.
This damn Russian code's gonna bite me in a bummer. I never should have fired James Comey last summer. Pundits call me dumb, one and they be look dumber. I blame Hillary, boy, I really outdone her. To be a true dealer, know the art of the deal. If Mueller's pressing charges, then I'm going to appeal. Delete my work email before they reveal. I paid on Stormy Daniels, so she spanked me till I squeal.
Manafort committed tax fraud.
It wasn't me.
Had shady business dealings abroad.
It wasn't me.
So many staffers who could be bold.
It wasn't me.
How'd you think you wouldn't be caught?
It wasn't me.
I wanna know who conspired.
It wasn't me.
With Russian bots who are hired.
It wasn't me.
Theresa May have transpired.
It wasn't me.
I think your pants are on fire. Special counsel got you sweating like crazy, tweeting that it's a witch hunt. Have a seat, got some questions about Russia, evidence you should confront. I'll subpoena you to testify in front of a grand jury. Just know five of your associates have already pled guilty.
Bet you think you're clever and you're getting real close. You see them talking Russia on the cable news shows. I'm nothing to hide, I'm going to propose. You talk to my lawyer cause I can't be deposed. You know there's gonna be a lot of tough interviews. Don't care about Dan Jr., he's a son I can lose. Stick to the plan, attack the fake news. I really should have told you Sessions not to recuse.
Hey, shall we talk about the P-tape?
It wasn't me.
We got a copy on replay.
It wasn't me.
And our mouths were just a gate.
It wasn't P.
I mean, my God, it's the P-tape.
It wasn't P.
I just came in and I caught him red-handed, tangled in a web of lies. Say goodbye to your friends in Russia. Hello to the FBI. They may say I take too long and my probe is a giant fail. But stay tuned, my investigation's putting Donald Trump in jail.
Tell you it wasn't me.
Yeah, you keep saying that. See how it works out for you.
What about my family?
Don't you worry, they're coming. Ivanka, Don Jr., Tiffany.
Tiffany? Who the hell is Tiffany?
Why are you guys so anti-dictators? Imagine if America was a dictatorship. You could let 1% of the people have all the nation's wealth. You could help your rich friends get richer by cutting their taxes and bailing them out when they gamble and lose. You could ignore the needs of the poor for healthcare and education. Your media would appear free, but would secretly be controlled by one person and his family. You could wiretap phones. You could torture foreign prisoners. You could have rigged elections. You could lie about why you go to war. You could fill your prisons with one particular racial group, and no one would complain. You could use the media to scare the people into supporting policies that are against their interests. I know this is hard for you Americans to imagine, but please try.
Our story begins in the morning of Friday, May 5th, at Cape Canaveral, in the state of Florida. A man touches a button. Your butt is
mine. Don't touch me there. My fingers are guided by this strange force.
Help me! Woof.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for you.
Ringo Starr.
Take, for instance, the American Negro.
He a blue-eyed devil.
Yeah, just another hunky, man. He done put the hurt on me.
H1N1, getting very gritty. Shutting down schools, affecting every city. H1N1, showing hate, never pity. Nicknamed swine, cause it ain't ever pretty. Came by surprise and attacked the nation. Spread around the world, causing aggravation. Once available, we need to get the vaccination and knock the pandemic down back to phase one. H1N1 is in the building. Ain't nobody safe, men, women, or children. H1N1 is in your hood. So use hand sanitizer and wash your hands good. H1N1 is in the building. Ain't nobody safe, men, women, or children. H1N1, H1N1, H1N1. Wash your hands good.
That's one small step for man.
Ringo Starr.
I'm sick of not being able to take my family to a movie unless I want to have them exposed to nudity, homosexuality, and the glorification of
hookers for Jesus.
I believe that this nation should commit itself.
Celine Dion sang her swan song at Caesar's Palace over the weekend. It was the final performance of Dion's Las Vegas show called
The Unusual Torture Act.
During the two-hour goodbye, Dion gave several speeches about
the unmistakable smell of female.
Yes, this nation should commit itself, or maybe the show should commit itself, having technical difficulties with CD players that are skipping, iPods that are getting stuck. Aye, it's driving me absolutely crazy. But I'm still going to do a radio show because that's what we're here to do. And I'm doing a little, kind of gotten off the summer theme, got into a little bit of politics here, but we're going to get away from that now too. And a little personal free association, you might say, and some Bubbles favorites here for your delight.
I still want to make a record. Breath away. Let's put the time today. I wanna work years and then not get paid. I still wanna make a record. Let's put it all on wax. Flash, shiny and black. I wanna be a part of a stack. I still wanna make a record. Be more specific, what would be terrific? What would fill my ring on? Would be to put out a single. Or if you're feeling prolific, but not to say soporific. Girls, I'll say CC. Still wanna make it.
Ricky Bates.
And gratuitous references to monkeys.
With reference to monkeys. Thank you, Fred. Freddie Stockwell, amongst the Bubbles faithful out there, for that. And we'll get more into monkeys a little later on. And also we had, you know, our required Ricky Bates. Not that's required, but it's fun to do. It's fun to do. It's fun to play Chandler Travis Philharmonic and get the Ricky Bates in there. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. I am not Belinda. And as long as we're dealing with some of the personal things from the collection of folks out there in the Bubbles and Think Tank Facebook chat group, here's one that's not yet been played on the radio because it's coming up on a compilation that's not yet been released, but it's something that I did, and it's, well, it's silly, and it's Bob Dylan being done silly. He can be silly himself sometimes in his older days anyway, or in his younger days way back when, because he's older now. He was so much older then, but he's younger than that now. I don't know. But anyway, I'll let this speak for itself here at your freeform radio station, Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Riding on the Mayfly when I thought I spotted something.
Spot again! What did you?
Start again.
I was riding on the Mayfly when I thought I'd spy some land. I yelled for Captain Ahab. I have you understand. We came running to the deck. Said, boys, forget the whale. We're going over yonder, cause the engines change the sail. Haul on that ball line, we sang that melody. Like all tough sailors do when we're far away at sea. I think I'll call it America, I said as we hit land. I took a deep breath, I fell down, I could not stand. Captain Ahab, he started writing up some deeds. Said, let's build a fort, let's try to buy this place with deeds. Just then this cop comes down the street, crazy as a loon. Then throws us all in jail for carrying harpoons. For me, I busted out, don't even ask me how. I went to get some help, I walked by a Guernsey cow. When you reckon me down to the Bowery slums, where people carried signs around saying, ban the bums. I jumped right in line, said, I hope that I'm not late, when I realized I hadn't eaten for 5 days straight. I went into a restaurant looking for the cook. I told him I was the editor of a famous etiquette book. The waitress, he was handsome, he wore a powder blue cape. I ordered some Suzette, I said, could you please make that great? Just then the whole kitchen exploded from boiling fat. Food was flying everywhere, I left it at my hat. I didn't mean to be nosy, but I went into a bank get some mail for Arab and the boys back in the tank. They asked me for some collateral and I pulled down my pants. They threw me in the alley when up comes this girl from France who invited me up to her place. I went and she had a friend. She knocked me out and robbed my boots and I was on the street again. Sliding on when I thought I
spotted somebody. Oh man, this freaking CD player, that was really annoying. That was really, really freaking annoying. I don't think I can. Can I even fast forward this thing? Well, I could. I mean, it's the world premiere of this song. I worked on it with some friends, and it's going to be on a Dylan compilation coming out soon, and the CD player goes and does this.
The waitress, he was handsome, he wore powder blue cape. I ordered some Suzette, I said, could you please make that great? Just then the whole kitchen exploded from boiling fat. Food was flying everywhere, I left it at my hat. I didn't mean to be nosy, but I went into a bank to get some mail for Arab and the boys back in the tank. They asked me for some collateral and I pulled down my pants. They threw me in the alley when up comes this girl from France who invited me up to her place. I went and she had a friend. She knocked me out and robbed my boots and I was on the street again. I rapped upon a house with the US flag on display. I said, could you help me out? I got some friends down the way. The man said, get out of here, I'll tell you limb from limb. I said, you know, they refused Jesus too. He said, you're not him. Get out of here before I break your bones, I ain't your pa. I decided to have him arrested, and I went looking for a car. I ran right outside, I hopped inside a cab.
All right. I'm going to give up on the CD player here. I'm sorry about that, guys. And thank you for all the fun stuff you put up on the Facebook page of young Bob Dylan not being Chuck U. And this one here, did you see this latest one?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Fred Stockwell is quite a talented guy out there. But we're going to give up on that. Give up on the CD player. It's time to start the radio obituaries. We're going to start them a little bit early because we do have a lot. So, fuck the work. We're going to go at them a little bit early. And luckily, a lot of the material that goes with the Facebook, with the radio obituaries is coming off the web. So, that seems to be the only reliable thing tonight for us. But we'll see how things go. But before we get into the radio obituaries, I have to remind you to think of your future and go to feedthepig.org. But it is not quite midnight, but this time we have to say farewell to those who've passed in recent days and weeks, and in a couple of cases, months. Ouch. But let's get started on them then, shall we? Our initial radio obituary is for John Heisman, drummer for the Grand Bond Organization and Coliseum. Born on 21st June 1944, he was an English drummer, recording engineer, record producer, and music publisher. In the mid-1960s, Heisman played in sessions such as the early Arthur Brown single Devil's Grip. In 1966, he replaced Ginger Baker in the Graham Bond Organization and also played a brief spell with Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames. He then joined John Mayall and the Blues Breakers in 1968, playing on the iconic album Bare Wires. In April 1968, he left to form what has been described as the seminal jazz rock progressive rock band Coliseum. Coliseum disbanded in November 1971. In May of this year, Heisman's family reported that he was struggling with a brain tumor. He died at age 73 on the 12th of June in Sutton, England. He was 9 days short of his 74th birthday, which makes him 73. John Heisman, our initial radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.